This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. How are the candidates for governor planning to fix the state's deficit? And what will that mean for the taxes you pay? Here's what they've been saying in general. Scott Angel.
The legislature will ultimately make the decision, as so they should, on the tax credits and the exemptions and the rebates. But we need economists in the room helping us inform the decision of return on investment.
Jay Darden.
Reduce the personal income tax rates, the corporate income tax rates, and when we do that, every exemption, every credit, every exclusion is on the table to be looked at because we're reducing the rates.
John Bell Edwards.
We've got to fix this structural deficit by making sure that we end tax giveaways that cost too much and don't produce enough return on investment. We're going to grow the economy in a way that produces net new revenue to meet our obligations.
And then there's David Vitter.
The entire plan is at davidvitter.com.
Vitter has given some specifics on how he would cut state spending.
Unnecessary state cars in many agencies, consulting contracts, giving food stamp benefits to folks who have already died.
And which tax credits should be eliminated.
The wind and solar tax credit is still probably $20 million. Purchase of recycling equipment, $4 million. Converting your vehicle into a hybrid, $4 million.
While those would please the oil and gas industry, one of Darden's proposals won't.
The horizontal drilling tax credit is one that we ought to look at reducing.
Angel says.
I think movie tax credits needs to be capped.
While Edwards says.
We have to look at all of them.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.